From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate met today to consider an extension of the Bush-era tax cuts, set to expire at the end of the month. Two Democratic measures failed. They would have allowed extensions, but with some limitations for higher-earning Americans. Senator John Thune of South Dakota was among the Republicans who opposed any limitation.
It is the most astounding theory about how to create jobs that I've ever seen. Raise taxes to create jobs.
President Obama said congressional negotiators should redouble their efforts to reach an agreement.
I am very disappointed that the Senate did not pass legislation that had already passed the House of Representatives to make middle-class tax cuts permanent. Those provisions should have passed.
The president said an agreement on tax cuts will require compromise by both sides. The Obama administration says a new free trade pact with South Korea would support tens of thousands of U.S. jobs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports negotiators reached the tentative agreement after a furious final round of talks this week.
Administration officials say President Obama walked away from a free trade deal when he was in South Korea last month because the terms were not favorable enough. Nearly round-the-clock negotiations this week produced several concessions designed to help U.S. automakers. These include a slower phase-out of tariffs on Korean cars imported to the U.S., and a provision intended to prevent Korea from using safety standards to keep American cars out of its market. The administration hopes to win congressional approval of the trade deal within months, but that could be a tough battle. Polls suggest American voters are increasingly skeptical that expanded international trade is working for them. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The worst fire in Israel's history is still raging. 41 people have died. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
The fire is so big that in satellite images you can see streams of smoke ribboning off Israel's coast. Firefighters say it will take at least a week to quell the blaze, despite the help that's poured in from around the world. The U.S., many countries in Europe, and Turkey have sent specialized equipment and personnel to Israel, much to the embarrassment of the leadership here. Until now, Israel has focused its resources on its military to counter external threats. Its firefighters have been vastly underfunded and under-equipped, leaving Israel in the embarrassing position of having to accept help from smaller countries like Cyprus. The flames are already reaching Israel's third-largest city, Haifa, and have consumed huge swaths of replanted forest in the Carmel area. Israel is suffering through one of the worst recorded droughts in its history, and there is no rain in the forecast. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.
Spain reopened its airspace today after some air traffic controllers went back to work. They had walked off the job in a dispute over wages and working conditions. This is NPR News. One of the nation's most controversial corporate executives has suddenly stepped down. Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship is surrendering control of the coal mining giant, which has been scrutinized by regulators and criminal investigators since April's deadly explosion at the company's Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. NPR's Howard Burkus is following the story.
The surprising departure of Massey CEO Don Blankenship was announced with little explanation. "It is time to move on," Blankenship said in a statement issued by the company's board of directors. The swift exit and the fact it was announced by the board fueled speculation that Blankenship was forced to step down. The board confirmed last month that it was considering a possible sale of the company, but recent reports indicate Blankenship did not want to sell. The three-decade veteran of Massey has also been a lightning rod for critics, given thousands of safety violations at the company's mines, close to $13 million in fines, and Blankenship's stiff resistance to federal regulation. The Upper Big Branch explosion also triggered a federal criminal probe that is still underway. Howard Burkus, NPR News.
According to published reports, Google will not acquire Groupon Incorporated anytime soon. The group coupon site has some 35 million subscribers and reportedly may be worth as much as $6 billion. Several newspapers are reporting that Groupon has decided to stay independent for now. The Associated Press is reporting that Derek Jeter and the New York Yankees are close to an agreement on a three-year contract. It quotes someone close to the negotiations as saying the deal would include deferred money and average between $15 and $17 million. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.